Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. It's all the geek without any of that stupid weight.
None of that weight today.
Nobody needs it.
Weight free.
Maybe some extra weight later. No, no.
Well, we might be talking about a little weight later.
No, never, never. Welcome to Tuesday, a day in which, of course, we will revel in the new DVDs that are coming out. Look at your geekified news. All that fun stuff is on the way. But who's bringing it to you? Well, the only people that could, the Bruce.
Or he could have a row of jars waiting for our genitals.
Yo, I need my genitals.
Okay.
I kind of need my genitals,
you're not,
too.
You're not the only one.
I am.
You're not the only one.
I and need mine.
Trying to break through the mysteries of life, I am Billy Flynn.
Reading leads to pure liquid evil. It makes you smoke things.
Really?
Really?
That's, I guess that's why audio books work so well.
Yeah.
So well. So this date, February 16th, in the year 600, Pope Gregory the Great issued a papal decree declaring that God bless you is the proper response to a sneeze. And that's why we do it.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that one.
1741, Benjamin Franklin's General Magazine began publication. How many generals were there? I mean, that couldn't have been that.
A lot of magazines for them.
1909, the first subway car with side doors went into service in New York City.
New York City!
1923, the burial chamber of King Tutankhamun's recently unearthed tomb was unsealed in Egypt, and that's what really broke the curse right there, right?
Then Steve Martin had a job after that.
Uh-huh. 1937, Dr. Wallace Hume Crothers, a research chemist for DuPont, invented nylon, received a patent for the synthetic fiber. 1946, first helicopter commercially designed in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which you would have thought they would have had those long before that.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Mm-hmm. 1948, Miranda, famous moon of Uranus, if you really want to be a jerk about it, was photographed for the first time. 1948, NBC began airing its first nightly newscast, the Camel Newsreel Theater, back when everything was run on cigarettes. 1968, the nation's first 911 emergency telephone system was inaugurated in Haleyville, Alabama, because it was needed there more than anywhere else in the world.
They got the progression first.
1982, Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett Majors were divorced. No, you crazy kids. 2005, the Kyoto Protocol to combat global warming came into force. And in 2006, the last mobile Army surgical hospital was decommissioned in the United States Army.
Aw, no more MASH.
No radar. I'm afraid not.
Let's go with birthdays today. The first birthday I have is John McEnroe.
Really?
51 years old. I have one person in front of my list in front of that, and I have no idea who they are.
Okay, who?
Stefani Brass.
Stefani Brass. That's Mikula on Six Feet Under.
Okay.
What about Don Jeffcoat, who was Eric Antonio on The Wonder Years? He's 35, huh? Sarah Clark, 38. She's on 24.
Okay.
How about the 46-year-old Christopher Eccleston, who was Claude on Heroes?
How could I forget? Oh, that's and he, why.
And he was Doctor Who, the new Doctor Who for the new series.
He ain't famous enough on my list, I guess.
Lisa Sorry. Loring, 52, Wednesday Addams from the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Ice-T is also 52 as well.
LeVar Burton's 53.
Yes, he is.
The visor, not as old.
No, not as old. Let's see. Vera Ellen. She's passed away, but she would have been 86?
Why are you already to the dead people?
I don't know. Because
William Catt is 59, still alive.
My list
believe
sucks
it or
today.
Not, he's
My
walking
list
on air.
Horrible today.
Friend of the show, William Catt. Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett himself, sir, is 65 years old.
Again,
Barry Primus is 72. Sergeant Dory McKenna on Cagney and Lacey. Cagney and Lacey, Bruce.
Oh, come on. My list is horrible. I keep telling you this.
Fine. Sonny Bono is no longer with us, born in 1935. John Schlesinger, born in 1926, directed Day of the Locust, Midnight Cowboy, and many other fun things that probably aren't on TV tonight.
Nah, probably not.
But let's find out.
Let's find out. Over there on CBS, you have NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife.
Yeah, but they're all reruns.
Yes, they are.
You've got last week's episode of Lost. In that new extended thing that they do.
Uh-huh.
And tonight's brand new episode of Lost, which is always a good time for everyone, followed by The Forgotten.
Which is probably already forgotten.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it. NBC, you have the Winter Olympics with
snowboarding,
fan figure skating, and speed skating and skiing.
Snowboarding's there too. Fox on American Idol Part 3 of the Hollywood round.
Yay.
If you're into that kind of thing.
If you're into that sort of thing. Spike Television, you have Blue Mountain State. Two times in a row.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing Blazing Saddles, which is just still funny as hell to this day. Let's all gather around and watch, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Over there on the Science Channel, you have sci-fi science with such topics as how to build a starship, how to build a force field, and how to blow up a planet.
Sure. Okay.
I had to get that in there.
Disney Channel showing an extremely goofy movie while BET is showing Unbreakable. Huh? Huh? That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Nat Geo, you have The Traveler's Guide to the Universe. The first episode's Neptune and Uranus. The second one is Pluto and Beyond, and still no word on the best restaurant at the end of the universe.
Discovery Channel and Dirty Jobs, Tight Spaces. That's a job? Tight Spaces?
Yeah, I guess so. USA Network, you have the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Whatever.
Ooh, eh.
Turner Classic Movie, Some Like It Hot, followed by The Odd Couple.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's going to be a good one. Fuse, you have That Thing You Do.
Chiller Network is showing both Phantasm and Phantasm 2 back-to-back, but if we're watching anything, sir, it's on the Hallmark Channel because a top-secret government agency calls back to duty a former agent-turned-housewife in suburbia. That's right, Leah Thompson, Joe Penny are back for Jane Doe, Vanishing Act.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Yeah, which is much better than that. That was just not good. I say, gentle geeps, the snows must be severe indeed. Lately, they even seem to be keeping people off the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. And I had the impression they would be easing off by now. Best regards, Uncle Thorson. Have you noticed that the snow has kept people from the forums as well?
I've noticed that. I don't know why that is.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever. Shake off the snow. That's what Sam told us all to do, and we've done that. Because Sam is right about so many things.
Yes, he is.
So that's why we should all be at the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com having ourselves a good time. Thank you. Dear GRD, I'm in the process of moving to a new apartment this month, and today was my first day driving to work from the new place. I really like this apartment and the neighborhood it is in, but I've discovered one negative aspect. My commute is now 10 minutes instead of 15 minutes, and that means
no.
I have to wait until lunch
no.
to hear all the geeky news of the day. Maybe GRD could become my getting ready for work soundtrack instead of my commuting to work soundtrack. Your fan, Anna. Yes, I know. I shouldn't complain about a 10-minute commute.
No, you should not.
And sure, Anna, if you would like to get up in the morning.
And listen to us while
to us as you walk around. Start getting yourself ready for your day.
Get a shower.
Loofahs and all that. Well, by all means, Anna, you feel free to.
We're here for you.
If you'd like to write us a letter about how you're naked when you listen to us, please, by all means, won't you drop us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
We're naked when we record this.
I'm not implying that you're naked in the morning, Anna. I'm just using a hypothetical guess there.
Yes. Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's a guess.
Please, drop us that note, won't you? Tuesday means that we've got to look at those DVDs. Your Geekified News is coming up on this Tuesday, February 16th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Man, what a horrible day.
What's wrong?
All the kids at school are convinced I'm a vampire.
Well, that's because you never go outside, avoid mirrors, and always wear black. Try this. One day a week, wear some bright colors. Look at yourself in a reflection, often, and eat a salad with lots of garlic dressing.
A salad? That's not a bad idea. Where'd you come up with that?
From that podcast, The Geek Survival Guide. They have great tips for surviving werewolves, vampires, intelligent computers, all that stuff.
That's right, citizen. If you listen to the Geek Survival Guide, you too can learn survival tips and tricks you'll probably never need. Find the podcast at www.geeksurvivalguide.org before it's potentially too late.
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
Just me, apparently.
Just you, apparently.
I didn't tell him to say that.
Uh-huh.
I did not.
But you didn't throw him. You didn't say, hey, give some love to the Bruce. No. Nope.
Well, I didn't realize he was your type, sir. So welcome back. Geek Radio Daily, where the Bruce is begging for love from Gareth David Lloyd. On a Tuesday, which means we get to talk DVDs. Maybe there'll be a DVD where Gareth David Lloyd
gives
his love to you.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do, and today is a day where you can take some of them home, including some of your favorites like...
Law Abiding Citizen.
Wow.
I don't know if that's going to be your favorite.
Really?
That's not my favorite on the list, but yes, Law Abiding Citizen, the movie where the lawyer's trying to get the guy, blah, blah, blah.
Gerard Butler can kill people while he's in prison. How's that possible?
Ooh, yeah.
See if Jamie Foxx can stop him in time.
Mm-hmm.
Halo Legends is out.
Really?
Yeah.
Halo Legends. Oh.
I've got Halo Legends, which I had it on my list last week, too, so I don't understand that, but it's the Animatrix thing, seven different little Halo stories in an animated setting, so...
I don't have that one. Amazing.
Okay.
Good Hair.
All right.
This one was supposed to be called Nappy Weave.
Oh, the Chris Rock movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is the documentary comedy.
But yet Black Dynamite's out today, which is a spoof of blaxploitation flicks, which we've already seen done very well, and I'm going to get you, sucker, but
yeah.
I'm always up for a good one.
Always up for a good one. Let's see. The one that I think is absolutely hilarious, I love this show, Small Wonder.
Oh, God,
the complete first season.
The first Easter Rabbit and Bugs Bunny's Easter Tales are out there for your animated Easter fair.
Yeah. What about Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever?
If Eli Roth had anything to do with it, I would, because I loved Cabin Fever. That was a very fun time. This one, not so sure about. Secret Policeman's Private Party is out today.
Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood, 35 films, 35 years.
But if I'm getting anything, it's got to be the story of a motorbike gang killing an occultist, and the evil spirit he was summoning inhabits a damaged bike, so the bike is then bought, restored, but reveals its true nature when it tries to exact vengeance on the gang and anyone else who gets in the way. That's right, Neil Morrissey and Anthony Daniels star in I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Oh, I see R2. That sucks. I'm just trying to picture that in my brain.
Oh, please don't.
So would you like to watch a movie with Rob Zombie?
Sure.
How about if you did it over your Xbox?
Okay.
So this Friday, February 19th, Microsoft is presenting Xbox Live Film with Fame with Rob Zombie. If you either rent or buy The Devil's Rejects and are sitting online at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the only time that really matters, and you have befriended Rob Zombie on your Xbox list, he's going to do a director's commentary on the movie. So
live.
You guys all watch the movie together with Rob Zombie.
That was pretty cool.
Now, I don't really think Rob Zombie's that great a filmmaker. I haven't seen The Devil's Rejects because, well, it is a sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, but that's really cool, and that's a way to get streaming to take off is to do little events like this, so kudos.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica's Michael Turco is going from Cylon Salamanders to the alien.
What? He's becoming an alien?
Yes, he is. The lizard alien. He's actually going to be taking over the role of John May.
Oh. Okay.
You know how they keep saying John May lives? Well, the four episodes of Last Falls V, the May is the founder
Sorry,
of the
Sorry, it seems
fifth
like it's
element.
Been so long.
So long ago, yes. He's the leader of the Fifth Column, the group of Vs that are trying to fight their own people, and they don't like the plans for the human race. Well, he's going to take over the role of John May for one episode.
Okay.
Because there's only supposed to be eight new episodes starting on March 30th, but... yeah.
I was having a good time with that, too.
I know, but we'll see if it goes the second season. But yes, you're going to have him for one whole episode, April 13th.
Meanwhile, on what? Season 15 of Smallville. Okay, that's a little tiny bit of exaggeration.
Yeah, slightly.
But on the actually, the 19th episode of this season is called Charade. Charade, I suppose, if you'd like to be uber pretentious about it. But this time, according to Krypton's site, we get another character from the DC Universe. We get Maxwell Lord, they say.
Maxwell Lord,
the man who ran the JLA during during the Keith Giffen time in the mid '80s when they were sort of a funny type of book. You know the guy that Wonder Woman killed recently in the whole downturning countdown infinite crises.
No.
Maxwell Lord, kid's coming. So I'm holding out hope that we get Nort and Oberon. Just saying.
All right.
You love Nort and Oberon.
Yes, of course I do. You remember we talked about earlier, we talked about a little more weight? Yeah, well, we have to talk about it now.
Okay.
Actor-director Kevin Smith had many problems over this past couple of days, and one of the big ones was he had to get on a plane, and Southwest Airlines basically screwed him over. we go to the notes over there on geekradiodaily.com. And check out the show notes. I have a list of all the things he said, all the things he tweeted. Southwest Airlines.
Many things.
Oh yeah, I can't repeat a lot of the things, but
no.
He tweeted out a lot of things. Basically, he bought two seats on the first plane. He went standby, so we got an earlier flight. He only got one seat. Blah blah blah. He couldn't fit in it. Well, they said he couldn't fit in it. He could, but that's what happened. Sorry,
they pulled
Kevin.
His brother off a plane.
Embarrassed him and
in
everything.
In front of everybody.
Oh, and yeah. Hey, let's give you $100.
Yeah.
For what?
That's good. That's a very good episode of Smodcast, by the way. You should. Oh my God, did they talk about it? So, over in Bristol, England, over 100 Star Wars fans broke into a massively epic lightsaber fight, having themselves a fun time at a shopping mall there. This happened this past Saturday. Yes, on February 13th. It is, in fact, the largest lightsaber ever. The link that's in the show, it's over at geekradiodaily.com, has tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of video footage for you to watch of it. I just thought you should know about it because it's really fracking cool. And you've got to lead on something with a high note because Kevin Smith getting pulled off a plane. Somebody better be working on the goddamn flying car. Geek Radio Daily. Drop by iTunes, write a review, come by Facebook and friend us or something. Make a fan of us.
Yes,
that's what you should do.
Fans, yeah.
Because otherwise, we can't keep up the minor internet celebrity status. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Are you too flabby to fit on a normal flight? Get the Kevin Smith Airline Seat Butt Wedge. It helps ease your enormous rolls of butt flab into the undersized airline seat so you're snug and comfortable and won't get kicked off the flight. Simply position your massive butt above the airline seat and use the Kevin Smith Airline Seat Butt Wedge to ease yourself in one butt cheek at a time. The Kevin Smith Airline Seat Butt Wedge simply glides your gigantic girth into the seat so you're safely seated, and it's guaranteed to work every time you fly. Just listen to what frequent flyer Kevin Smith had to say.
No one kicks me off a f***ing plane, you f***ing ass. You in a f***ing fight with me, eh? What the f*** you think you're doing, you f***ing jerk?
So never worry about being too fat to fly ever again with the Kevin Smith Airline Seat Butt Wedge. You'll be jammed into the seat so tight, they won't be able to get you out of it to kick you off.